Have you seen that photograph this week of the Rolling Stones?
Nah, I saw there was one photo of all of them together.
Yeah.
And all of them look great, and the drummer looks like your grandfather.
That's what's so funny about it. No, but that's the whole point. He's the only one who actually dresses like a 77-year-old guy. Like, Mick Jagger is in some, like, cool
blouse.
Hip shirt.
They're all wearing a blouse.
A blouse with some necklaces and, like, tight pants that have, like, lacing on it or, like, some cool leather whatever. You know, they have their hair with a color in it. And then there's, I think, Charlie Watts, right?
Charlie Watts, that's the one.
Yeah, Charlie Watts is the only one who's wearing, like, a sweater from The Gap.
It's not even The Gap. It's like he picked the whole outfit up at the pro shop.
Right.
He looks like the pro shop guy at the golf course. And you go, that's the drummer for Rolling... No, it's not.
No way, yeah. What's Dress Barn for men? Whatever Dress Barn is for men, that's
shop.
What he was wearing. Oh, okay.
They sell clothes.
Today's man, yeah.
Yeah, they sell putters, drivers, and clothes. And that's what he put on. But yeah, you look at all the other three, they look like rock stars.
Right. That's why it's hilarious. It's just so funny that one of the Rolling Stones dresses like a normal 70-something-year-old man. Like, not
and
like a rock star.
He's always played drums like a 70-year-old man. He's always played drums like that. If you watch him play drums, he's the 70-year-old guy back there, even with the drumsticks backwards and does it like that, you know, like the guys from the 30s used to do.
Yeah.
He's that guy. But they're the Stones. And
right.
Probably, if you see them live, the most amazing live band you'll see.
You've never seen the Stones live?
No.
Have
you really?
Yep. Mm-hmm, sure have. My babysitter and her boyfriend took me. That's how I went.
So that's one band. You saw the Grateful Dead. I never saw the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Again, I saw them a lot because not only did I have the babysitter who took me when I was a kid, but I had a boyfriend who was really into the Grateful Dead.
To me, that would be the closest thing to hell.
You'd love it. You'd be surprised. It's a real community, and the tailgating part is a big part of it. Like hanging out with friends, and it kind of felt like a Facebook group before Facebook.
See, I was at a fish show one time, and the whole time I'm going, "Oh dear God, kill me!
Yeah,
freaking kill me!"
Not the same thing at all. It's not even close.
It's the same band. The only thing I think about them is they're stuck on a 45-minute song.
That's the best part.
That's not the best part. It's horrible.
That kind of moment where the Grateful Dead is just jamming is the greatest music. It's really, it's fun. It's hard to explain if you've never experienced it. It's not like going to a concert. You know, you're not really
exactly
at a concert.
It's exactly like going to a concert without lyrics.
No.
it's the them tuning up part of the concert. I didn't pay to hear you write your next song and jam. It's like the Allman Brothers. I went to see the Allman Brothers. It was a 94-minute version of Whipping Post. Stop it.
Well, that actually sounds pretty amazing. I think I would love
the
that.
The song is really like 7 minutes long. Even that is 5 minutes too long. Stop it.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
A lady in Long Island went to a store, and a worker's telling her to put a mask on, so...
Are you kidding me? We live in America. We're getting this communist crap.
That's every mother on Long Island in the car with her kid in the backseat.
This is after somebody went, shh. This is her indoor voice.
That's why you work in a supermarket.
You're in a supermarket. I gotta hear that again.
That's why you work in a supermarket.
Why you work in a supermarket.
That is the past 3 years of my life in a nutshell, right there.
Yeah. It's an entire island of truck drivers. Even if you're not a truck driver, we all sound like it. Yeah, that, I mean, it's funny. I was listening to that. I was like, I was waiting for the part of the conversation that was going to be the viral part that was going to shock me, and I realized, wait, no, this is it.
Yeah.
This is literally every conversation every Long Islander has with every other Long Islander about everything every single day. Are you going to park there?
Yeah.
That spot open?
I'm not. Don't put a communist crap on me.
I was going going to park there. You're parking. No, you're not parking there.
Yeah. If you walk into any restaurant and you look up, there are baffles on the ceiling because the sound bounces and it's deafening.
Yeah, we're loud.
And I will go to a bar and somebody will be sitting at the bar right next to somebody and they sound like that.
Yeah. And, you know, no one says, you don't have to yell, I'm sitting right here. Nobody says that because that's just how we all talk on Long Island. So if I'm yelling to talk to my friend next to me, the person next to them is yelling to talk over me to talk to their friend, and it just, and so on and so on. So that screaming match that we just heard, just I don't understand why it's any different than anything else that goes on Long Island at any other time.
But if you're in the city, like where you are, it's not that loud. But for some odd reason, on Long Island, you have to be loud.
No, yeah, Long Islanders yell at each other. We yell at each other. Just everything. Even like, hi, how's your day going? Like, it doesn't matter what it is. You gotta yell it.
Yeah, if you listen close, this is a guy asking his girlfriend to marry him.
Are you kidding me? We live in America. Don't give me this communist crap.
This is at the movie theater in the middle of the movie.
My ass was on.
Pass the popcorn.
Hey, shut the
trying to watch the movie.
Yeah, it's exactly what
that's,
it's like.
Wait, you know what that else says? That's every mother reading a story to her kid before they go to bed at night.
This is Good Night Moon.
Park in the supermarket. I'll beat the crap.
And see, these women aren't even mad. They're just having a conversation.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The 50 most disturbing songs that people love.
Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, number 15 on the list, Suicide Solution by Ozzy.
Oh, I see. Disturbing because it's about suicide.
Or just disturbing, period.
Right, right. Okay, that's, I don't even know that song, but the fact that it's called Suicide Something or Other.
Suicide Solution.
Ugh.
Number 14, Rooster by Alice in Chains.
What, why am I upset about that?
It was based on Jerry Cantrell's father who suffered in Vietnam.
Yeah, here come the rooster. Yeah.
Number 13, great song. Never knew what it was about. Filter, Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh, that is a great song. What is it about?
It's about a real-life Pennsylvania state treasurer, R. Bud Dreyer, who shot himself during a live press conference in 1987.
Oh, wow.
So the song is...
Like live on television he shot himself?
It was live on TV. Filter wrote a song called Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Oh, that is very, very dark. Yeah, that's a little dark and disturbing. Now I can't listen to that song.
Now I love that song even more.
That's why I say Hey Man, Nice Shot. Good shot, man.
Santa Monica by Everclear, number 12.
Okay, why is that song disturbing?
Art's teenage girlfriend committed suicide, and he wrote that song about it.
Oh, okay.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast.
Number 11, see if you know what this song is about. You probably do. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
I'm guessing it's about you, a troll. living under a bridge.
Heroin addiction.
Oh, I was close.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love.
Cold Ethel, number 10 by Alice Cooper.
Okay, never heard of that.
It's a dude who keeps his dead wife in the fridge and takes her out for...
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just takes her out when he wants some alone time.
Oh, God, that is disturbing. Oh, my God.
That should be your wedding song.
Yes.
No lie. It's a frigid as an Eskimo pie. She's cool in bed. That's gotta be 'cause Ethel's dead.
Chop Suey by System of a Down. It's about judging people by how they died, like suicide or drug overdose.
Whoa.
Think you trust in my...
Coming up next, the top eight most disturbing songs people love on the Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Number eight on the list of the most disturbing songs people love, Blink-182's Adam Song.
Okay, why is that disturbing? What's that about?
Written in the form of a teenager's suicide note.
The choice was mine, I didn't think enough. I'm too depressed to go on. You'll be sorry when I'm gone.
Oh, that's really sad, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Number seven.
Oh my God,
seven.
Wow, that's dark. That's really, really disturbing.
This song, Pearl Jam, Jeremy.
Well, everybody knows that one. Yeah,
yeah, true story about a kid who shot himself in class.
Right, right.
Number six, Metallica One.
What's that song? I don't even know this.
A soldier who had his arms and legs blown off in the war and was laying in a hospital bed and couldn't speak. And wishes for death. So that's what that song's about.
So what do you think about songs like that? Do you think it's good that they write songs inspired by people's worst moments?
Yeah, I mean, you know what one is about because the video pretty much follows the whole story.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah, so you know what it's about.
Hold my breath as I whisper, dear. Oh, please, God, wake me.
Number five, Black Hole Sun.
Right.
It's bleak and depressing, but according to Chris Cornell, no real meaning in the song at all.
And then he committed suicide, so.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come?
Closer by Nine Inch Nails, number four.
Why is it dark? Why is it a disturbing song?
It's about a sexual encounter or a crime.
Are you saying rape? Is that like a kind way to say rape?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Let me violate you. Let me desecrate you. Let me penetrate you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, okay. That's what that's about. Mm-hmm.
Number three, Korn, Daddy. Jonathan Davis was singing about being molested as a child and his parents not believing him.
Little child, looking so pretty.
Number two, Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. An encounter with Satan.
Watch those flames get high.
Number one on the list of songs that are really disturbing, but people love them, Polly by Nirvana.
Oh, that's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Based on an article that Kurt Cobain read about a 14-year-old girl who was abducted, tortured, and sexually assaulted, but escaped her captor in the end.
Right, because think Polly wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Think right. She wants some water to put out the blowtorch.
Isn't me having seed? Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a...
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
We always love a good mashup.
Yeah, always. Especially when the two songs don't really go together.
When you think about one song and then it hits you, oh wow, this would be great to mix together. I've never had that thought with two songs that are so different. Somebody mixed Kool & the Gang with Quiet Riot.
What? That doesn't... See, this is, I love a good mashup when it doesn't make any sense and then somehow they make it work.
Yeah, how can you sit back and listen to this song and go, you know what would really sound good with this song? It's some good Quiet Riot.
How'd they do that?
And it works. Believe it or not, it's brilliant.
Whoa.
It is perfect.
Amazing. Wow, this may be my favorite new song. Yeah, but you got to explain to a bunch of millennials who Quiet Riot is.
It doesn't matter. It's just a good song.
Those couples where, like, she really likes dance music and he likes the hair metal,
right,
rock type of stuff, and it's like, you know, we don't really agree on music. It's like, don't worry, I got you.
Now, this is when you're at a nightclub and you hear the DJ putting this together and you go, oh, he is brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, this is brilliant. Have you ever heard the Rick Astley Nirvana?
No, they did not mix this.
Yeah, they did.
With Rick Astley.
So good. Off to a good start.
What a great song.
Yeah, get to the mashup part. So good.
We're no strangers to love.
Come on.
You know the rules.
So good.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So Microsoft now files for a patent for tech that could resurrect dead loved ones as chatbots.
Oh no. How? Wait a minute. How is that possible? How could they possibly know what my dog sounded like?
Because what they're doing is they're going to go through all your social data. They're going to see everything that you did online. They're going to make up a profile for you based on everything that you have online and everything they can find out about you. Images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, written letters, everything that they can find on you. They're going to make a voice to be like that. Can you imagine all the years of tape I have of you that we could make
right.
a bot that sounds exactly like you?
Why don't you just do that? What do you need me for?
Exactly.
What am I even doing here?
That's one thing the bot will say. So, yeah, we're going to have all kinds of fun with the Cooper bot. When you die, well, the show will continue. Uh-huh. So I would want to ask you questions. You know, the Alexa would be there. Hello, Alexa Cooper. What's it like, you know, now that Joe is still alive, so he's not there. So you have to date now. Who are you dating?
I had a blind date last night, and it ended up being Jeffrey Dahmer. I think he's going to call me again. He says he knows a good place to eat.
So you went out with Jeffrey Dahmer last night.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And
yeah, here, he knows all the best places to eat. Yeah, of course.
Hold on. That is my next date. Some guy named Joseph Stalin. Seems like a nice guy. I think he could be the one.
Good for you, Cooper Bot.
Cooper Bot has terrible taste in men.
Joseph Stalin and Jeffrey Dahmer. Wow.
Wow.
See? And now I think the Cooper bot is broke because it's just skipping and it's just it says just the same thing because you really only say like four things.
Shoes.
Oh no.
Shoes. Pancakes.
I guess it's not hell.
Pancakes. 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 dogs, 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 complain, 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 complain.
Wait, complain. I'm in heaven. Complaining, complain, dog, complain, shoes, and pancakes?
Complain, complain. Shoes, 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 pancakes, 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 pancakes.